I mean, they've got a lot of options they got, you know, in that backfield that we got to prepare for. And also, you know, offensive line is a pretty strong group. So, I mean, just like you said, it's a physicality thing.
He runs around a lot and he uses his legs to win. So I think that anytime you get a chance, you got to make sure you get him to the ground.
But now, when you get back there, you got a guy that can run. So I might have to put my booster pack on once I, you know, get past the tackle to take him down. But you have to, you know, you got to play the same way.
We couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers. We couldn't stop Tom Brady. We couldn't beat Ben Roethlisberger. But somehow we're in the Super Bowl.
I'm always confident in our defense and what we do. We play together, and we don't take nothing from nobody. We don't like nobody saying they're going to do nothing to us. Come here and prove it.
Oh, man, they got a great run game, and obviously one of the best in the NFL. But we got a great run defense as well. We got a great front seven. And so we looking forward to going into the game, man, and playing our game. You know, obviously we come out victorious. You know, you can talk about the run game they got, but, you know what I'm saying, we got a great run defense as well. We feel like if we play our game, we're going to be in good shape.
Stewart is a really good back, but then you add the quarterbacks, 600-and-something yards in there, you're the number one rushing team in the league. So that's what makes them, and especially their offense now, because, you know, they do run a lot of read options and the college-type stuff. So it's a little different to prepare for.
And that Carolina run game will certainly be something the Broncos will have to account for today. Of course, Jeremy Stewart is leading all running backs in the playoffs with 189 yards rushing.
Yeah, I think Stewart is really the biggest factor for Carolina in this game. But the one thing that does make him so deadly is the read option. The threat of Cam Newton really opens things up for the Carolina run game. So just having Cam in the backfield will keep defenses on their toes throughout.
Yeah, definitely the running game, so key. And then also, when Cam sits in the pocket, his go-to guy, Greg Olsen.
Yeah, another week, another elite tight end. They just got done trying to cover Rob Gronkowski. Now they have Greg Olsen, who is 12 pounds lighter and an inch shorter, but does a lot of the same things that Rob Gronkowski does, getting downfield, making plays down the seam, and able to make athletic grabs in traffic. I think Brandon Marshall said it best this week. Greg Olsen is the X factor in the Carolina offense, and you've got to contain him because Cam Newton is looking to him first. He's not only a security blanket, he's a guy who can make plays downfield. He's going to be very tough to stop, and the Broncos are going to have to use safeties, linebackers, even Chris Harris Jr. from time to time in all likelihood to contain Greg Olsen.
Yeah, mix up the coverage almost like how they did against Rob Gronkowski. Of course, Greg Olsen not quite on Gronk's level, but he's really close. He's the third leading receiver in the playoffs with 190 yards. And like May said, he's Cam's go-to guy.
I've always had a ton of respect for Greg Olsen. My redshirt year, we had a bowl game at Nevada in Boise, and we played Miami. And I was just enamored by the things he could do. And in the NFL, always watching him, the way he runs his routes, how tough he plays, how he doesn't shy away from too much contact. So I think he's a great tight end.
Oh, man, he's been doing it for a long time. This is going to be a great challenge. What stage would be better to do it in? The Super Bowl 50, man. He's been doing it for a long time. Best tight end I done saw on film. He's a combination of everybody I done faced. So for me to go out here, it's going to be a great challenge, and I'm well prepared for it, man.
I like Greg's game a lot. You know, I've been watching him since he was in college and when he was in Chicago, and you know, he's had, you know, a lot of success in Carolina. So I think he's been a guy that's obviously, I think he was a first-round draft pick, but has developed into a really, really, really good player over the years. I think he's just gotten better and better every year. I know it means a lot for him to be out there every snap, and I'm sure he trains in the offseason so he can do that. I'm pretty sure he plays about 99-100% of snaps every game, so you got to give him a lot of credit for that, and he gets a lot of looks. He's a really important part of their offense, and it's been fun to see him grow as a player.
Greg Olsen's a good tight end also, man, and so we just have to just be physical, man, and just be ready to play.
Greg Olsen will be a handful today, and it's a good thing that the Broncos have safeties T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart back in the lineup. Let's take a look at the Broncos' inactives for Super Bowl 50. Trevor Siemian, of course, he's been inactive all season long except when Peyton Manning was hurt. Lorenzo Doss, Torian Nixon, Juwan Thompson, Sam Brenner, Robert Myers, and Darius Kilgoe round out the Broncos inactives for this game. Mace, anything surprising to you there?
Absolutely none. I mean, that this mimics what they've done for the two playoff games leading into this. Once again, going in with only two running backs active, Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson, with Juwan Thompson down. So, you know, better hope they don't have injuries there.
And, Matt, with that inactive list, it really seems like the Broncos are healthy in the biggest game of the year.
And that's the biggest thing, I think. You think about T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart, like you had mentioned. They feel confident that those guys are going to be ready to go. I think Shiloh Kalo did play an important role these past couple weeks, Josh Bush as well. But I think the Broncos are pretty confident that Stewart and Ward will be ready to go at close to 100%.
Yeah, it looks like the Broncos are healthy just right when they need it the most. And now, this is a very bittersweet moment for me and probably for a lot of you guys. The best part of the show all season long has been Mace's three keys, the last one here. Mace.
Last one. We can do three keys at the combine in 2.5 weeks. But number one, protect the football. That is probably far and away the most important thing. Carolina is averaging 10 points per game off takeaways. By far and away the best in the league at that. Their offense takes advantage of the big plays forced by the defense, so the Broncos can't give the Panthers those plays on a silver platter. They've only had one giveaway in the postseason so far. They might need to be perfect today in that regard to win. Number two, limit Cam Newton's options. Okay, they can get plays going between tackles on the ground. He can find receivers upfield, and he can take off and run it himself. So start by trying to limit those runs between the tackles. D-line's got to show up and play well. Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan have to shoot the gaps. That forces Cam outside. If you can contain him outside and force him to throw, not to Greg Olsen we talked about, but those wide receivers, that's the matchup the Broncos want. They want their corners one-on-one against their receivers. You figure if you can force throws to those receivers, man coverage, Chris Harris Jr., Aqib Talib, Bradley Roby, they can make some plays. That could turn the game. Number three, withstand the first punches. Carolina's forced turnovers all over the game, but one thing that they've done throughout the season is get off the quick starts. They have a plus 48 point differential in the postseason. Only the 1990 Buffalo Bills have been that good coming into a Super Bowl. Fast starts, like Peyton Manning said, like they're up 14-0, and they sing the anthem. So you've got to make sure you contain them early, keep the game within a manageable distance. If you do that, you'll be in position to win. One more thing on that. The Bills were plus 48. But they went to the Super Bowl against a defensive-oriented team that had two quarterbacks that season, the New York Giants, and the Giants beat those Bills. You hope history repeats itself today.
Mace, that's very good. If it were only that easy, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mace. We'll get Matt Boyer's final thought in just one moment. But first, the Broncos, we've had predictions all throughout the week. A lot of people are considering them the underdog in this game. And the Broncos don't mind that too much.
Definitely. I mean, we've been the underdogs all season. A lot of games. People don't like how we win. We win the ugly way. And I think people are not appealing. It's not appealing to people. They like seeing blowouts. We haven't blew out anybody, so.
I'm sure we were underdogs for a bunch of games this year. I'm sure we were underdogs for those playoff games at home. So that's not really anything that's on our radar, you know, so to speak. It's just, you know, we understand the position we're in and but we've been in that position a lot this year, so it doesn't affect us really either way.
You know, anytime I watch a game and I catch it at like the first quarter or a college game in the middle of the first half, if I don't know both teams, I'm rooting for the underdog. I like to see a team come from behind or you know, go against all odds, and I like being the underdog.
I enjoy it, man. It is what it is. I've been an underdog all my life, man. So a lot of people overlook it, say we won because of this or it happened because of this or whatever. But, you know, we work hard to put together some of the toughest wins I ever saw. And, you know, the outcome is inevitable, man. We work our tail off.
I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, we'd have been expected to win and we'd have lost and we'd have been the underdogs and we'd have won. So at the end of the day, we embrace it. And we know what type of team we are, so we going into this game expecting to win, hoping that we can win the game, and we're going to do everything we can. Then we feel like we got a great team, and we know they got a great team as well. They ain't lost one game. And we've been testing a lot of battles, and we know that. So we confident in our team, and that's all that matters. We're not really worried about Vegas or any of the media as well.
We've been in this situation before throughout the course of the season. We have great respect for their football team and what they're capable of doing and how they got here. But we also have a lot of confidence in our football team, too. So we'll stay focused on ourselves, stay in the moment, and continue to get ready to play. We're looking forward to it. Okay, thank you.
And despite two number one seeds going at it here today, the Broncos clearly the underdogs in this one. Matt, what's your final thought here before we go?
I think a lot of what today is going to kind of turn on is Wade Phillips' defensive game plan. You saw his game plan be called one of the greatest ever against New England. I think he's going to need to come up with something just as good with those Bronco defensive backs and those safeties. I think the whole thing is going to turn on Wade's game plan, but I think that the Broncos will be well prepared.
Thank you very much, Matt. And I'm going to go on the other side. I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning. We talked about him off the top of the show. Does he have one more magical game, just like some of the greatest players who've ever played can kind of find that from deep within? Does he have one more here today to get him his second Super Bowl win? Okay, that's going to do it for us from Levi's Stadium. Special thanks to you for tuning in all week long, and special thanks to our crew back in Denver making this possible and our crew here in Santa Clara. That's going to do it for us. For Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani, and we hope you enjoy Super Bowl 50.
It's a great matchup between two great football teams and the Broncos and the Panthers.
The thing is, you have one more game left. The big things that you can accomplish with a team, that's what you can remember forever.
Make it D.O. 3. 1, 2, 3.
DeMarcus Ware, foot pressure. And DeMarcus Ware with another sack. Throws, pass will be deflected and almost intercepted.
We're going to do what we do, you know. We're going to get pressure on the quarterback and cover.
Game day.
It's brought us here, and it's a special moment. You know, I got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play in the Super Bowl 50. The biggest Super Bowl up until this point. I just want to lose myself in that.
We hit by Miller and sack.
I know Peyton's enjoying this week. He's preparing real well. Just know that he's been very focused and staying in the moment with what we're doing.
There's no question when you play in a Super Bowl that you are playing for your teammates. You're playing for the Broncos organization. I'm proud to be playing for a lot of those people.